Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto opens expo, highlights governance pillars. Indonesia's Vice President Gibran urges harmony in Indonesia's diverse society. Now the news in detail. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto on Friday urged Indonesian citizens to remain calm and place their trust in the government he leads to resolve all emerging problems. In an official broadcast monitored from Jakarta, President Prabowo also urged all elements of the nation to increase vigilance so no party takes advantage of the existing problems.
Saya menghimbau semua masyarakat untuk tenang, untuk percaya dengan pemerintah yang saya pimpin.
I urge all citizens to remain calm and trust the government I lead. The government I lead will do its best for our people. We will record all public complaints and follow up on them. I also urge all Indonesians to remain vigilant against elements who always want to incite riots. I convey to all citizens that this does not benefit the people, does not benefit the community, does not benefit our nation.
Tidak menguntungkan bangsa kita.
President Prabowo Subianto's statement was made in connection with developments in the rally that took place in Jakarta, which killed a citizen. Prabowo expressed his deepest condolences for the incident and ensured he would take the strongest possible action in accordance with applicable law. He also guaranteed the lives of the families of the victims of the riots and would give special attention to the victims' closest families. President Prabowo Subianto officially opened the Abkhazi Autonomy Expo 2025, an event showcasing local products and investment opportunities. In his keynote address, he outlined three timeless pillars essential for any successful government. VOA reporter Hasna Nur Afifah has the detail.
President Prabowo Subianto officially opened the Abkhazi Autonomy Expo 2025 with the theme Local Products to Global on Thursday. The event, organized by the Association of Regency Governments Across Indonesia, Abkhazi, is an annual exhibition that brings together local governments, business actors, and investors to promote trade, tourism, and investment opportunities. In his speech at the event held in Tangerang, the president highlighted the crucial role of regional heads in driving the development of the Indonesian government.
Apa yang menjadi unsur yang ada di semua pemerintahan itu?
What are the elements found in all governments that last for hundreds of years? There are three. This is research results. First is a superior military. Second is a superior police and security force. Third And this is not in order of which is more important. No. The third is superior governance. That is called in English an excellent civil service.
Yaitu disebut dalam bahasa Inggrisnya adalah excellent civil service.
The Abkhazia Autonomy Expo 2025 features hundreds of booths from regencies across Indonesia showcasing each region's superior products. In his report, the chairman of Abkhazia, Bursa Zarnubi, explained that this exhibition serves as a platform to introduce flagship potentials and open up regional investment opportunities. According to Bursa, this exhibition also opens strategic spaces with tangible results for the regions. Hasnandur Afifah, Voice
Indonesia's
of Indonesia.
Vice President Gibran Rakabuming called on Indonesians to preserve harmony in the midst of diversity. He delivered this message while opening the 7th Mamre Service Conference of Karo Batak Protestant Church in Deli Serdang on Thursday. Raditya has the full report.
Indonesia's Vice President Gibran Rakabuming underscored that harmony is essential for Indonesia, a nation built upon diverse ethnicities, cultures, and religions. Speaking in Deli Serdang, North Sumatra on Thursday, August 28, 2025, he reminded the public to see diversity not as a cause of division but a source of strength.
Don't let differences become divisive. Make them a strength that complements and enhances each other.
The Vice President also highlighted the need for open dialogue to address potential conflict before they escalate. He urged synergy among elements of society, particularly traditional and religious leaders, to act as a role model in safeguarding unity. Gibran pointed out the important role of the Interfaith Harmony Forum in mitigating tensions early.
Jangan menunggu besar.
Don't wait for it to escalate. Don't wait for problems to pile up. Always open the door to dialogue. That's the most important thing, and it also involves the FKUB. Interfaith Communication Forum, everyone must sit down together and discuss it together.
Dibicarakan bareng-bareng.
Gibran's statement is in line with President Prabowo Subianto's vision as stated in the 8th Astacita. Astacita emphasized the importance of harmony between the environment and culture, as well as encouraging tolerance between religious community. This aims to create an inclusive, tolerant, and sustainable society. Raditya Arif Putrasdiawan, Voice of Indonesia.
The World Trade Organization has supported Indonesia's challenge against the European Union's countervailing duties on its biodiesel exports. The World Trade Organization determined that the European Union failed to prove Indonesian imports caused harm to its domestic industry. Rizka Fadila has the detail.
The World Trade Organization has ruled in favor of Indonesia in biodiesel trade dispute against the European Union. Previously, Indonesia filed a lawsuit with the WTO in 2023 regarding the European Union countervailing duties policy on Indonesian biodiesel products, which ranged from 8 to 18%. Indonesia considered this policy a violation of trade rules, while the European Union argued that the measure was taken to protect their biodiesel industry. In a press statement on Thursday in Jakarta, the Director General of International Trade Negotiation at the Ministry of Trade, Jatmiko Briswijaksono, stated that the WTO decision came after the European Union failed to prove a connection between imports of Indonesian biodiesel and the potential losses suffered by the EU biodiesel industry.
Yang ketiga, panel juga sampai pada kesimpulan bahwa EU tidak bisa membuktikan.
The panel also concluded that the EU could not prove the existence of a link between imports from Indonesia, in this case imports of biodiesel from Indonesia, and the threat of material injury experienced by their biodiesel producers.
Furthermore, according to Jatmiko, the WTO panel's ruling on August 22, 2025 also found that Indonesia was not proved to have provided illegal subsidies as alleged by the European Union. He also emphasized that the European Union is obligated to make adjustments following the announcement of the WTO panel's decision.
Hal tersebut tidak lanjutnya adalah atau implikasinya adalah.
So from these matters, the next step or the implication is that the European Union is obligated to make adjustments. Now, what form do these adjustments take? It is to revoke the controversial instrument imposed on biodiesel products originating from Indonesia. Well, that is clearly the recommendation.
Nah, itu sudah jelas ininya, rekomendasinya.
Following the WTO panel's announcement, according to Chatmiko, Indonesia has period of 60 days to decide on the follow-up this ruling. He stated that Indonesia has the option to accept the decision or even file an appeal. He further emphasized that the Indonesian government will continue to oversee this process to ensure the ruling outcome truly aligns with the national interest. Rizka Fadila, Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Industry, Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, who emphasized the importance of domestic product use enhancement program as a strategic tool to boost national industrial potential. Speaking in Jakarta on Friday, he stated the government is committed to expanding opportunities for local products. The goal is to strengthen their competitiveness both in domestic and global markets. Indonesia is competing in the 14th World Skills ASEAN Competition 2025 in Manila, aiming to strengthen regional and global workforce competitiveness. The Indonesian team, performing under the theme Indonesia Maju Kompetensi Unggul, is taking part in 19 skill categories, including automotive, cybersecurity, and hospitality. The event runs from August 26 to the 28 with 258 participants from 10 ASEAN countries. Indonesia's National Crafts Council and the Ministry of Tourism Creative Economy will hold Krianusa 2025 from September 3rd to the 7th at JICC Senayan, Jakarta with free admission. The event will showcase exhibitions, workshops, fashion shows, culinary highlights, and live performances by artisans from across the country. Visitors are invited to support local craftsmanship and celebrate Indonesia's creative economy. Well, listener, it concludes today's news bulletin from Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
time to make a difference.
All it takes is to enter. Raise your hand up and pray to the one that you pray.
To protect our children's children, let us pray. To protect our children, let us pray.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowobendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. The name Pancur came from a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. Also, high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowobendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
kau di sana. Kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Kemana langkahku pergi, selalu ada bayangmu. Ku yakin makna nurani, kau takkan pernah terganti. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersahut. Ku percaya hati kecilku, kau takkan berpaling. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti kau kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Saat lautan kau seberangi, janganlah ragu bersahut. Ku yakin seberangi, kau takkan pernah terganti. Pandanglah bintang berpijak, kau tak pernah tersembunyi. Di mana engkau berada, di sana cintaku. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra, pasti ku kan menunggu. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku. Karena ku yakin kau hanya untukku, hanya untukku. Di saat engkau di sana, kadang langit terasa gelapnya. Namun bintang kan tunjukkan hidupku pada dirinya. Walau ke ujung dunia, pasti akan ku nanti. Meski ke tujuh samudra,
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Spinning as if there is no you. But why I'm always thinking about you and you. There is nothing like you do. I get to wake up and stop from falling down. I feel so stupid cause you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. I live my sing along a lovely sad love song. I know it's hard, but life must go on. There is no me and you. I get to wake up and stop from falling down. I feel so stupid cause you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. I leave my room with a big smile. The summer leaves waving me so kind. They sing along a lovely sad love song. I know it's hard but love must go on. There is no me and you.
Of Indonesia.
I miss you, baby.
Setiap bunyi
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The beauty of colorful hills cannot only be enjoyed at Zhang Danxiao Landform in Gansu, China, or Painted Hills in Oregon, United States, but you can also enjoy the beauty of colorful hills by traveling to East Nusa Tenggara, namely Kelaba Maja Hill. The location is on Sabu Island, Hawu Mehara Subdistrict, Sabu Raijua Regency. The natural scenery consists of hills, cliffs with various color gradations, and the cliff surface is decorated with naturally created gradations of red, brown, blue, and white. Listener, on Mount Kelaba Maja, there are three stones that stand firmly, which are considered to be stones of balance, which represent a family consisting of father, mother, and children. This place is also considered sacred, in which local residents consider it the land of the gods, the holy place of Dewa Maja. Every year, an animal slaughter ceremony is carried out as a symbol of supplication, protection, and fertility from Dewa Maja. Because this place is considered sacred, you must dress modestly to this place. The beauty of Kelaba Maja has earned it a nomination for Anugerah Pesona Indonesia in 2018 in the category Hidden Paradise Destinations. Listener, for you who want to visit Kelaba Maja from Kupang, the capital of East Nusa Tenggara, you can continue your journey by plane to Sabu Island. If you use the sea route, you can use the Funka or Awu motorboat. Apart from the Funka or Awu boat, there is also a ferry boat that departs from Bolok Kupang Pier, which takes around 13 hours. Meanwhile, the Awu ship depart from Tanau Kupang port and takes approximately 8 hours to arrive in Sabu. When you arrive in Sabu and want to tour the island, motorbike and car rentals are also available, with motorbike rental prices starting from 150,000 rupiah. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I am Ahmad Faisal. Bye-bye.
Education plays a big role to improve humans' brains. It has become the nutrition for mindset. What does education mean? Dr. Ich Khadija, former representative of the Ministry of National Education at UNESCO, has her own perspective about education.
Quality of maintaining the quality of the earth. Education is not just performance on the stage. Education is about life. Therefore, all people who play in education never wear masks. education is the main tool, the staple food for brain and heart, for people to live. People live physically and mentally, so the mental is fed by education. And therefore, let's work together. Whether you are educator or not educator, let's help to improve the quality of human being by looking at the quality of ourselves and then share it with others.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. A. 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 Which can be used for ayam, anak, and alam. Let's continue. B, 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 which can be used for bak, batik, and Bali. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Anji and Firsa Bersari, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. This song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Anji and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Anji and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Saat tawaku buatmu tertawa, cerahkan hari-hari yang berat. Saat senyumku buatmu tersenyum, mungkin ku sedang pura-pura. Letih ini tak perlu kau risaukan, toh cinta tidak butuh alasan. Lagi-lagi ku mengubur impian, lagi-lagi ku pura-pura. Laraku, marahku, sembunyi tak mau dirimu tahu. Bahagiamu adalah bahagiaku, ku
pastikan selalu melindungimu. Katamu aku manusia super, setiap saat terlihat kuat. Tak pernah ku dirundung kesedihan, padahal aku pura-pura.
That's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at voi_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.